Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeff Passan of ESPN listed Adley Rutschman as the player that's worth $200 million plus for his next contract, for his first contract, big contract. He listed Gunnar Henderson as a $600 million player. Ed Norris right now, it's easy to be emotional. It's easy to look at what's going on right now and say, no, he's not worth it. Or maybe you're not being emotional. Someone said to me yesterday that they see Adley Rutschman as an average ball player. He's an average ball player.
That's what someone said to you?
Yeah, over the last, what they've seen over the last calendar year from him.
I mean, he's a, I wonder if we run into the issue with him, and it'd be nice to see, you know, him play a full season at a different position, because when you're talking about being a catcher, he's one of the best in the league, even with the bad stuff that happened last year. I mean, you can look at it from year to year. William Contreras was probably the best hitting catcher in all of baseball last year, and look at what he's done so far. Like, yeah. I mean, some of this stuff, too, I think Adley's another one of those guys that was another victim of the hard hit stuff, but again, nobody wants to hear that because that can't be a reason. So I don't know if he's a $200 million guy, and the fact that you have Sam Basayo behind him would suggest to me that he's not a must-sign. I'm not giving Gunner a blank check, but there won't be a lot of zeros on it.
So he's a $600 million guy to you?
I think he might get more. If he waits this out.
Plus, $600 more.
Yeah, if he waits this out and gets to his contract year, yeah, I think this guy's only going to get better. Look at his age and what he's been doing. As I've said before, I think Gunnar Henderson is very comparable to Juan Soto, except Gunner's
better defender.
Should bring his glove to the ballpark.
Yeah, the article from Jeff Passan, it's funny you say that, said the same thing.
Yeah.
He's comparable to Juan Soto. Ed Norris, do you pay him $600 million or more?
Oof, that's a lot of cake, man. I don't know. I mean, he certainly deserves – I think he probably deserves to be up there with Soto, because, you know, I'm looking at somebody like Juan Soto, who's an incredible hitter, but he's got a cement glove. I mean, he's terrible. I mean, it's like
cement.
It's like he has 38 Ds for hands in the field. He's like, he's not good, and you're paying him all this money. Gunner's, Gunner does a lot of things. I
mean, he's got hands like feet. It's like trying to catch a baseball with your feet watching him play out there.
He's just bad in the field. I don't know how they don't DH him. But anyway.
The Gold Glove Finals.
Right, yeah. But Gunner does other things besides being, you know, I think really good in the field. He hits for power. He can hit. He hits for power. He's average. He can run. He steals bases. I mean, he does a lot. So, and I think he is, you know, one of the premier shortstops in the game. So, yeah, I think he's going to deserve that kind of money.
Let me shed some light on this for you, folks. There are only two players in baseball right now making that kind of cake. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto, who signed a 15-year, $765 million contract, and Shohei Ohtani, who signed a 10-year, $700 million contract. Now, keep in mind, those are the last two big contracts, with the exception of Vlad Guerrero Jr. Vlad Guerrero didn't sign as a free agent. These are the last two free agent, big free agent contracts.
Fair enough. And then the other thing that I think you have to factor in, Ed, with this is that you're looking at the players, and we've said this before with quarterbacks, like the next man up is the guy that usually makes more. I think people are going to look at what Shohei got going, hey, man, this guy's different than everyone else. He does a lot more, or he's able to do that. But it's not going to matter because, a few years ago, we're going, man, is Bryce Harper going to get $400 million? Are they going to give Garrett Cole $300 million? And then, of course, those guys got the numbers, and then what happens? The people after are getting more money, either per year or in the length of the contract.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money. A lot of money. How good is Aaron Judge?
Right now, he's the best hitter in baseball.
Okay, he signed a 9-year, $360 million contract. Bryce Harper, 13 years, $330. Corey Seager, 10 years, $325, which is ridiculous to me. Yamamoto, 12 years, $325. That much money in Dodgers.
Man.
Garrett Cole, 9 years, $324.
I never pitched in Major League Baseball, and they gave him $300 million.
Manny Machado once signed a 10-year, $300 million contract. He did that in 2019. So he was kind of ahead of the curve. Trey Turner, 11 years, $300 million.
Because of the last two signings, everything goes up.
And this is what I have to do. If I'm Gunnar Henderson's agent, I'm saying Trey Turner makes $300 million and Xander Bogaerts makes $280. So we know we're not starting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm twice the player that those guys
are. I think you're starting at $500+.
I think you are. I don't think we're not sitting at the table. And if we don't say $500 million.
And the difference is it's just going to come down to, all right, are you asking $500 for 13 years? Are you doing – what is he getting? Like, I think ultimately, I don't know if it's the length and total of the contract or the by year matters more to him. In baseball, everything's guaranteed, so you're getting all of it. But comparatively speaking, does he want to sign an extremely long-term deal, lock everything down, or have another chance at free agency in a few years?
I think, Ed, I would get a – 13-14 year contract with maybe an opt out after 9.
How long?
13 years.
Was it 13 years?
13 years.
An opt out after 8 or 9 years at his age.
It's a long contract, but you make a mutual opt out.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the years on these contracts. You got to sign a lot of years for that money.
Yeah.
Bogaerts 11 years. Turner 11 years. Machado 10. I think the shortest contract is Garrett Cole, 9. Yamamoto, 12 years. Seager, 10 years. Harper, 13 years. Aaron Judge, 9 years. Otani, 10 years. And Soto, for your guy, has 15 years on his contract. 15.
Do you think in year, I mean, what do you say, year 10, year 11, that he's going to be able to play the field as well as he does now? Probably, because he sucks. Hey, Ed.
The bar's not that high. The bar's not high at all.
Can you imagine how good? He is such a good hitter that you can overlook all that trash in the outfield that he's been putting on.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
So good.
Of course.
It's just so funny to sit here and watch. Like, sometimes it looks like he's holding his hands the wrong way to catch the damn ball. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, you got to get under it. Why is your hand? It's just.
Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, are you giving Gunnar Henderson a blank check to keep him in Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jeff Passan of ESPN says Adley Rutschman is going to probably get $200 million plus in his new deal. Gunnar Henderson $600 million plus. Ed said that's a lot of cash. Jeremy and I both agree. Gunnar Henderson is not sitting at the table. His agent is unless you start off with $500 million. I don't think you
five for that number. Yeah,
you're not even getting my attention.
No,
without $500 million, and I think it's going to take a lot of years to do that in terms of on the contract. One of the concerns about Manny Machado and re-signing with Baltimore, Ed, was whether or not the team was going to be competitive. Do you think that will also be a concern with Gunnar Henderson?
Say that again?
One of the concerns with Manny Machado re-signing to Baltimore right. was whether or not the team was going to be competitive.
Oh.
Do you think that would be a concern for Gunnar Henderson?
You mean from his mind, like you're not going to be,
right.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, if any of us, any people listening have watched Gunnar and his reaction when he strikes out or something, that's one competitive motor scooter, man. He is. I mean, I know all athletes are competitive. We all know. Yeah.
No, he's different.
He's different, man. He really is. He's very different. So yeah, I think that would be definitely a concern.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to Scott, who's in Annapolis. What's up, Scott?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, I mean, the playing check for Gunnar, I'd say rookie of the year season and pre-All-Star break last year. I mean, give him whatever he wants, man. But, I mean, post-All-Star break.
Which guy do you think he is? Do you think he's this guy or do you think he's the other guy?
I think more or less he's in his head, man. I think, you know, he's frustrated like the rest of us. Why do I want to?
But Scott, I don't think that's not answering the question. The question is, do you think he's that guy he was before this guy? Because that's who you're paying. You're not paying the guy who's in the moment at the time. Because if Gunnar Henderson goes on a 30-game hitting streak, the price doesn't go up. If Gunnar Henderson hadn't had a hit in four games, the price doesn't go down. So I think Jeremy's question is, who do you think he is?
I think he's post guy. I think he's who we thought he is.
Okay. All right. No problem. He's who we thought. I don't know if that answers the question.
He said post guy, so that means he's the latter, what we've seen recently, this is who he is?
But he said he is who we think he is. I don't know. I think he's the guy who deserves.
I think he's one of the best shortstops in baseball.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's what I think. But this is this
but you weren't going to get an answer. That's why
no,
I'm
but this is the stuff that drives me nuts, though, when we sit here and talk about it, and it's like, hey, what's happening now? Because that's who he is right now, and that's who he's going to be the rest of the way. It's like when the Orioles were struggling in the beginning, and then they won their first series, and people were going, are they back? It's like, it just happened. Like, let the damn season play out. We'll see what's going on. We'll find out who they are. But everybody right now is right. Oh, I knew this was going to happen. I knew they were going to do that. I just went over Nick Pavetta's numbers, Rob.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was screaming about these pitchers. And there's a couple guys saying, yeah, I told him to sign Nick Pavetta because he has a 2-run ERA for the Padres right now. He's a mediocre pitcher his entire career. He's a 4.5-run ERA guy. He has some good games. He has some bad games. And I would take 10 Nick Pavettas over any of the things I'm watching right now from a starting position standpoint. But you don't get to make the decisions after the fact. Everybody is talking about all the things that they should have done beforehand. And like, oh, that should have happened because look at it now. But again, who's bringing up Blake Snell? Who's bringing up Corbin Burns now? You guys are bringing up Kyle Stowers. What happens in 2 months if he's not hitting this way? Are you going to bring him up then? Has anybody said anything about Joey Ortiz yet? No. No. Not this year. No, I'm talking about it the other way.
He said we did. Yeah. He's talking about people on the other side. Yeah, we did. We brought him up Monday. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What up, man?
What's going on with y'all, man? You know, hey, listen, if I'm the old, I'm airing a shot of caution with this one. You know, okay. I'm not paying a player this type of money. You know, it bit us in the ass last time around.
Who?
With Chris Davis' contract.
Oh, man. Did it bite you in the ass when you signed Adam Jones for almost $100 million? During a time where $100 million was a lot of money? Did it bite you in the ass then? Did it bite you in the ass when you paid Nick Markakis a good amount of money back in the time when that was a good amount of money? I think they signed him for like $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
Did it bite you in the ass when you signed Brian Roberts the first time around?
And they brought J.J. Hardy in?
Yeah, did it bite you in the ass then? If we go to the either extreme and we use that extreme as the barometer, we're making bad decisions, in my opinion. If I go to the extreme, would it bit me in the ass for Chris Davis? All right, so I'll go to the other one, Rashawn. Did it bite you in the ass when you didn't sign Nelson Cruz? Because this one could bite you in the ass like that.
Yeah, but like, what, you a damn expert or something now on salary cap? You know? Man, you got me. You got me. Good point. You made your point. Man, you know, y'all have a nice day.
Okay. Well, I'll just go F myself then, is what he said.
Oh, he is something.
Oh, man. Come on, Rashawn. Don't go away, man.
Just go away.
There you go. Let's go to Towson to get Mike. What's up, Mike?
How's it going, guys?
Hanging in there, man.
I just wanted to touch on the contracts. And, like, a couple of our players, I believe it's Jackson, Gunner, Adley, and I believe there's one more, has
Westbrook?
Scott Boris as an agent.
Oh, Adley doesn't have Boris.
He doesn't?
No.
Okay, but basically my point is, just to make it short, is that none of these players are going to even entertain an offer until they hit free agency. That's just what Scott Boris does.
Unless you over.
I don't think so either, Mike. I'm with you on that. And for the Oriole fans that are frustrated by it, you got to look at the history of the agent, man. And I think there's a pretty decent relationship between Boris and Mike Elias because they worked with one another in Houston. And remember, before everybody else was on it, Boris told the baseball world that the Orioles was about to turn it around because he has a relationship with Mike Elias, so he knew what was going on. So I don't think the bad relationship is a deal, but I agree with you. He just doesn't extend too much. I think Steven Strasburg may have done it one time, but for the most part, they don't do that with Boris. I mean, I agree with Mike.
Well, Strasburg was smart to do it because his damn arm fell off.
Strasburg, remember, he opted out and then became a free agent at the World Series.
So,
I think the first time he got paid was an extension, though.
Yeah, I mean, they all, because he hadn't come up yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But after the World Series, he had an opt-out year. He opted out, became a free agent because Washington was afraid that he was going to leave now. Because he was, World Series MVP or something? And he ended up just signing back with Washington. And he got him. Got him. Let's get Trey and Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Can't call it. Gunnar Henderson. It's tough. I love Gunnar. I would be careful, too. You know, I was the biggest Manny Machado fan. And early on, I just feel like, especially with the Orioles, Manny just, he showed you earlier with the glove, with the bat. I mean, the big moments. I look at Gunner last year. I mean, who's to say last year's Gunner isn't the best version of him?
Best version of him as in he can't get it back, or best version of him that's who he is?
He can't get it back. Like, that could have been a career year. I mean, we don't know. I'm not saying it is. Like I said, I wouldn't want to see Gunner not on the team, but $500 million, I mean, that's transcended money.
Can I throw something out at you? Yes. Manny Machado, 2 years in a row for the Orioles, had 35 and 37 home runs. His OPS, his OPS was 861 and 876. It went up. Then in 2017, home runs went down. Doubles went about the same. He batted 256 with an OPS of 782. You could have asked, what Manny Machado are we dealing with? Are we dealing with the Manny Machado whose OPS was damn near 900? Or are we dealing with the Manny Machado whose OPS is under 800? Manny Machado whose slugging was over 500? But what I'm telling to you is you could ask the same questions about Manny. And he became the 900 OPS guy. He became the perennial MVP.
People said he wasn't going to play a full season.
Exactly. Yeah. So you could have asked, is there once upon a time in Manny's career, Trey, well, you could have said the same thing to him early about his early career.
But the glove, Rob, the glove never wavered with Manny. That's the thing.
You're not paying a guy $300 million because of the glove. Can I present to you Juan Soto, who has none? You're paying him that kind of money for the bat. Come on, Trey.
It's like talking about paying a tight end to block.
Yes. You're not paying him for the glove. You're paying him because of the bat. The glove makes him special.
And I'm not calling out Trey because everybody has different feelings, but all I heard was people saying, this team won't spend money. They won't spend money. You want to give $500 million to Gunner? It's too much.
If you don't want to, and already said, $600 million is a lot of money. Okay, if that's your answer, that's fine. But when you give the reasons and the reasons have holes in them, I don't know if Gunner is the guy that he was the first 2 years because of what he's doing now. I just gave you the year before Manny was traded was considered a bad offense. Was not his typical, what had become his typical offensive year. It was a little under what was typical. Ain't stopping him from getting paid. Well, not at all.
I love that people are talking about if this is Gunner. I mean, look, he did start the season hurt. I think he pushed his way back in and came back way too soon. That being
there
said,
others who would probably agree with you on that.
I mean, I think his strikeouts are up, needs to walk a little bit more. He's got a 252 batting average, but we don't pay attention to that. Almost 300 on base percentage. And his OPS right now is 719. This stuff is this is going to come up.
Hold up. His 719, and that's bad for him.
Yes.
At 719. You're talking about, man, he's only has 719 OPS? Ed, if I'm going to pay anybody 500 plus, it's going to be Gunner.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's going to be Gunner. Because if you think, if there's any hesitation that's a bad dude, I don't know what you've been watching. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy, hold up. Let me see something.
You might only have a couple of cents left, man.
I got that. What can I get for that?
So yesterday, I started off with a win and a home run call in the Nats game. And then everything went wrong after that. Like, everything. Cavs up 14 going into the fourth quarter. Lose outright by one. The A's, 28 base runners in that game. And they scratch out 8 runs. Are you kidding me? And even when you start looking at the Cubs game, we were pushing that in the bottom of the ninth. Cubs score 2. Giants drop a 9 spot in the top of the 10th. Just sickening yesterday. I'll give you the plays for today. There's a lot of like overplays. There's some good weather for hitters today. We'll get into that. Talk about the NBA games, and I have an NHL play coming up for you.
Raleigh into right field, base hit. Polanco on his way home. This ties the game. Julio sprints to the plate. He scores standing. Cal Raleigh, a pinch hit go-ahead. 2-run single has put the Mariners in front in the 9th inning.
Big dumper.
Big dumper with a big day. But it wasn't enough to help me out as I had the over in that game. And I'm trying to look at the Cubs game here real quick. So the Cubs game had 34 base runners and they scored 19 runs. And that, by the way, that was one of the games that this was the A's game, which God bless it, 28 base runners and they can't even get over the damn total of 10. The Cubs game was strange because I had the under and people are going, I know I'm going to get this from people that subscribe to my site. It's like, you got to stop with the Cubs unders. It's not working out. If you look at yesterday's game, yeah, sure. It was 5-3 headed into the bottom of the ninth, which would have been a push for us yesterday had they just got another out. Instead, 2 runs were scored. It went 5-5. And then the Giants said, we would like to score 9 runs in the top of the 10th. And you're going, I can't believe it. So that happened. The A's not scoring runs, or A's and Mariners. And then on top of it, I got the Cavaliers with a 14-point lead, giving 9 points, and they get outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter. What the hell is going on, man? And like, again, nobody wants to hear, these are excuses, right? Nobody wants to hear it, but man, it is frustrating to be on that side of it in all those games where you thought you deserved better, but it didn't happen. So let's look at today's slate. That was courtesy of Root Sports, by the way, if I didn't say it. Sorry. NBA, I like Oklahoma City a lot tonight. I think they bounced back against the Nuggets. What a weird game that was. I don't know if people noticed it, too. Somebody, was it Alex Caruso called out Nikola Jokic? He took the ball the basketball when they were trying to inbound it late, and he rubbed his sweat all over it. He asked the ref to hold it, and he was squeezing it, and then they rubbed his sweat all over it and gave it back to him. And by the way, speaking of Jokic, who's it feels like he's coaching that team. I don't know if you've seen him. Everybody gathered around, he's yelling at him. Jokic is one of the smartest players in the NBA. He knows when the clock is running. He'll fake tying his shoe. He'll, you know, lazily go get the basketball and an inbounds if the clock is not stopped. He is very, very sharp. He has been playing out of his mind, and I'm sick of betting against him, but I feel like these are the right spots, man. So I'm going to take the Thunder minus the 10.5 tonight as a top play. I do like the Knicks and Celtics to go under the 2 10.5. I mean, conventional wisdom, everybody wants to go back to Boston after what happened in the first game. And Ed, I'm sure as a Knicks fan, you're tired of hearing everybody go, well, that was the Knicks win. They're not going to win another one.
Every day.
Yeah. And that's what everybody keeps saying.
Yeah.
So, again, in the NHL, I like Dallas and Winnipeg to go under the 5.5. Hopefully this goes the way it has all regular season with these two teams. But I've seen some strange things in the postseason, and these 5.5s, God, I've been screwed over so many times with a late goal twice this weekend. One with 1.5 seconds, one with 3 seconds to lose the game.
It was wild. Yeah.
You feel like, again, gambling can do this to you when you do it every day. You feel snake bitten sometimes. It's like, how the hell did this happen to me that day, that day, that day, that day? And I'm not even talking about, like, look, the Mets game last night, I had the over. There's nothing I can bitch about. I could tell you that they had a chance to knock Zach Gallen out early and they had the bases loaded. He got out of the jam and settled in and he was fine. So I can't complain about that game. I think I have legitimate gripes about the other games, but that's just me. But I do like Dallas and Winnipeg to go under. And here's what I'm seeing for the weather today. Pirates under, really good spot. Cubs under, great spot. Yankees over, good spot. Reds over, another spot that I like. Again, I've talked about this. It's 70-some degrees in Atlanta. It's raining a little bit. They might even have to delay the game. There might be a stop. And what have I said about Atlanta when it rains? The humidity picks up and the ball starts flying out of the ballpark. That goes for Baltimore, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Philly. When the humidity picks up, that ball just starts flying. So just pay attention to it. I think it's a good spot today. Here's what I'm leaning in baseball. I like the Yanks and Padres to go over 7.5. It is a good pitching matchup, Fried versus Cease. I don't care. I'm going to attack both of these guys just because, again, in situations with this small ballpark, if they can get the ball in the air, I think it's going out. Mets and Arizona, I like them to go over 9. Not a great pitching matchup to sit here and attack for an over with Senga going. And let me get this right, because we have Merrill Kelly and Mitch Keller going today. Merrill Kelly's on the Diamondbacks. He's pitching for them. Mitch Keller is pitching for the Pirates, which we'll get to in a second. But I like this game to go over. I'm hoping they open the dome, because when they open that retractable roof and it's hot outside, good God, good night, Irene. The balls go flying again. That's another one of those spots. But I'm taking the Mets and Arizona over 9 today. Now, the 5 plays, or the other 4 plays along with the Thunder that are going to be top plays for me. Braves and Reds over. Told you I was going to be on that. It's a good pitching matchup. It's Hunter Green going up against the Braves. On the other side, it's Grant Holmes, where I think the Reds can get after him. He does have some serious upside with strikeouts, but he'll walk some guys and give up some hard contact. Ellie De La Cruz grades out really well today. I might take him for a homer. San Francisco and Chicago under the 7. Again, it's one of those pitching matchups that people are going to look at and go, I don't know if I want to bet an under. It's Ben Brown. Ben Brown grades out as the 4th best pitcher on today's slate, according to the algorithm drink. And San Francisco will be trotting out Robbie Ray, who, you know this, Robbie Ray is just a dominant left-hander. And I think with the wind blowing in, he could have some help here at Wrigley Field. Now, the other games that I really like, these are my top 2 plays. Seattle and the Athletics, I'm going right back to it, over 9. You look at the pitching matchup, it's Brian. Woo! You knew that. And then with the Athletics, they're going to be trotting out. And it's funny, too, when you look at the A's, because Ed, you brought it up earlier, right, that they have more wins than the Yankees?
Same number.
Same number, okay.
Yeah.
Same number after yesterday, and they'll be trotting out Gunnar Hoglund. They have a Gunner. It's a Hoglund. I'm taking the over here in that small-ass ballpark, looking at the algorithm drink, that there's so many guys at the top of the lineup, just like it was yesterday. And with St. Louis and Pitt, number one.
Start sitting this segment out. I get drunk.
Number one
algorithm.
Number one pitcher on the slate is Sonny Gray, pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals against Pittsburgh, and going for the Pirates, as I mentioned earlier, is Mitch Keller. You're hoping Mitch Keller limits damage here. Weather supports an under. Mitch Keller's a fly ball pitcher, 7.5. I love those two plays. Seattle over, St. Louis Pitt under, my top two plays that go along with the under in the Cubs game, the over in the Braves game, and I like the Oklahoma City Thunder. There you go.
There you go. There Thank you is. Very much, Jeremy Kahn. Let's go out to Shumi in Owings Mills. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Then I got a good, clean joke.
Oh, nice.
I think you're going to like. First question, is it conceivable that one day in the future, not maybe soon, but some team in Major League Baseball, somebody's going to get $1 billion contract?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, sure. This,
there was talk with Gunner be the first guy.
We're at $700 million now.
Sure.
Right. Next man up, Hines contract. Do you think one guy will get $1 billion one day?
Yes, I think so.
It would have to be a hitter. I don't think it's going to be a pitcher. Or a guy that does both.
Now, good joke. Hope you haven't heard it before or said it, but I changed all of my passwords to Kenny. Now, all I have are Kenny logins.
I have seen that one. I have seen that one. It's good.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. More dad jokes from Jeremy also up next on The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The neighbors went to him and asked him to stop. He's going to keep doing what he wants to do. Then they went to the police to step in because they said they're tired of seeing him fully exposed outside. The neighbors voiced concern at the Cowley County Commission meeting Tuesday, which officials addressed those concerns. And they basically said there's nothing they can do unless he becomes erect. Now, let me finish this. We've got small children that live right there. They've got grandkids. I've got grandkids, said a neighbor. There's a school just a couple of blocks down the road.
Wait a minute.
It's unacceptable.
Wait a minute. So walking nude is not against the law. Walking nude with a Woody is.
Yeah. The gym must be erect. I mean, come on. Unfortunately, we have to show that he is intent to arouse himself or others, which we were not able to do in this case.
I thought walking around, I thought that was indecent exposure.
Good, yes, it is. I can imagine.
Not in Arkansas.
How could that not be a... I mean, I know a lot of states have dumb laws, like in Kentucky, you can't spit on the street or something. You know, like, there's a lot of really, like,
You can't bring a lion to a movie theater.
Since when?
It's an old law they need to repeal.
Can't carry ice cream in your back pocket in Maryland.
Yeah.
Not anymore, or like...
That's always been the law.
That's BS.
Yeah, man.
There's some ridiculous laws.
I'm gonna walk down the street with a strawberry shortcake in my back pocket.
Can't do that.
They'll lock me up.
Here you go.
With a chocolate eclair in the other pocket.
One of the concerns... You sure that's a chocolate? Is that a chocolate eclair in your pocket, or are you happy to see me, Rob?
It's good humor stuff. Toasted almond. Yeah. I used to love all of those. Those are my three favorite when good humor man came around. That's the encore for the day, Ed Norris.
It's brought to you by Lion's Den. Put a little spark in your relationship and explore your limits. How about that? It's a great place. Check them out. 5 locations in Baltimore. It's a great store for adults.
How about that?
How about that?
How about you tell us what you learned today?
Ooh, I learned with all the cutbacks in Washington right now, when they're looking at waste and, you know, government spending and all, one of the things they're talking about cutting back is brain injury stuff. And particularly at the high school and youth level, for whatever reason. So that's like...
Ugh. What, research?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's not good. We talk about this all the time, and all that's come out. I mean, of all the things to cut, I know, you know, someone's going to complain no matter what's impacted. But that one, you know, we've all had concussions. Our kids probably have. It's just some things that happen in sports, and it's just something that it's like, oh, that's a shame, man, if that really happens. But it still hasn't passed.
A couple of days today. Today is National Tourism Day. Today is also National Interpreter Appreciation Day. So let's tell Q from the Orioles. Appreciate you, man. National Skilled Trades Day. I like that one. National Barrier Awareness Day and National School Nurse Day. Some birthdays in sports. Former Major League Baseball manager Dick Williams would have celebrated a birthday today. Former legendary college baseball coach Mike Gillespie would have celebrated a birthday today. Former NFL player Leslie O'Neill turned 61 today. Former Major League Baseball player, spent some time with the Orioles. Mark Smith turns 55 today. Marco Milic, NBA player, turns 48 today. And former NFL quarterback Alex Smith turns 41 today. Former NBA player Sean Marion and former baseball player James Loney share a birthday. Joe, who's older?
James Loney?
I'll go Marion.
You go Marion? Ed?
Loney.
Loney. James Loney today turns 41. Sean Marion turns 47. And today would have been Johnny Unitas' birthday as well.
All right. Shout out to my fingers. I can always count on them. And by the way, just giving out some advice. Never pay for a gym trainer, guys. And I have some friends out there that are gym trainers. It's a complete waste of money. That cat just sits around while you do all the heavy lifting. What's brown and sounds like a bell? Dung. How do you keep Jedis from eating with their hands? Remind them, use the forks. So, Joe, it's kind of like use the force, but it's forks instead. That's why it's... here's a religious one for you. God said unto Peter, come forth and gain eternal life. But Peter came fifth and got an air fryer.
Oh, boy. That was funny.
There's a big debate, Ed. We're big Shakespeare fans amongst historians of whether or not Shakespeare died of tuberculosis or not. To be or not to be is the question. TB or not TB. To be. Sorry. Yeah. I should have read it better. Here we go. We got another one here for you. You know, in some sports, they toss the ball to the fans after a victory. You're not supposed to do that in bowling. I know that now. I caught my son chewing on electrical cords, so we grounded him. Until he can conduct himself better. Here's an interesting one. What kind of music should you play when you're fishing? Something catchy. I got a bunch of these. What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing. It just waved. I found a Pokemon working in a shoe shop the other day. It helped me. Pikachu! Pikachu! Actually, two of them. how do you wake up Lady Gaga? Poker face. Ducking and running.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
You know what?
What?
Nothing. What's the difference? Ed, you're going to love this one. This one just fucked up. Oh, my God. What's the difference between being hungry and being horny? Where you put the cucumber. I told my doctor I have constipation. I absolutely know it. I have all the symptoms. He told me I'm full of crap. my dad always told me that I could be any person I want, but the police disagreed with this. Apparently, identity theft is a crime. All right, there you go.
Also a reminder that the Cowboys and Steelers are finalizing a deal that would send George Pickens from the Steelers to the Cowboys in exchange for what we're hearing is a third-round draft pick. Some said that's way too much to give up for George Pickens. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.